This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Look, I get it. When you have a successful movie franchise, you just want to keep turning them out. And Marvel Comics has been amazingly successful, and most, for the most part, their movies have been great. The X-Men movies are sort of an exception in that they've been really unbalanced. A couple of them have been really good. A couple of them have been horrible. The latest movie, X-Men Days of Future Past, has about the perfect title for a movie that makes not very much sense. So Days of Future Past. So basically the movie involves Captain Picard playing the role of the Professor Xavier, and he decides to send Hugh Jackman back with a little help from actually to prevent Jennifer Lawrence from assassinating somebody in 1973. The benefit here is that the movie takes place in 1973 instead of wherever it's supposed to take place in the future, because that's terribly boring to watch. It's just a lot of burning, smoldering buildings. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Green Lantern movie, which was really bad with Ryan Reynolds, and just there was too much outer space aliens and over-the-topness. X-Men Days of Future Past really has a lot of ridiculousness going on, which you would expect, and for the most part should be fun to watch, but just because the plot is so incoherent, it sort of takes away. There's just too many X-Men here. You're not sure who to care for, who the past version is, who the future version. There's great actors. I mean, Michael Fassbender's in it, which right away makes the movie about 15% better than it would have been. And he plays a big role, but he's playing like the younger version of Ian McKellen, and James McAvoy is playing the younger version of Patrick Stewart. And it's just, the whole thing is really incomprehensible. I guess the premise is based on, like, if you could go back in history and prevent this one X-Men, Jennifer Lawrence, from killing this guy who's doing Nazi-like experiments on the X-Men as mutants. If she does that, then it turns the public against the X-Men, and they create this weapon that kills all the X-Men. So we're operating from a place where the X-Men have mostly been killed, and you get to see a few of them die in the beginning. But anyway, the point of it is not really a humanistic lesson in avoiding, you know, basically avoiding assassinations to prevent wars, because that's not a real takeaway message that people are going to go home with. What's interesting to think about is the greater thing here, which, you know, the X-Men message has always been about outcasts, outsiders. It works well. We're talking about xenophobia. Here is just too much going on, and it loses sight of anything.